This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The biomedical holy grail right now is, of course, a coronavirus vaccine. Nearly two dozen are in various stages of clinical trials, and fingers are also, of course, crossed. But there is the small matter, this being the American healthcare system, of vaccine economics. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour is on that one.
Entos Pharmaceuticals is one of almost 200 groups worldwide trying to come up with a coronavirus vaccine. John Lewis is the CEO of the Canadian biotech company. He says he's not actually thinking about price right now.
I think what's on most people's mind is, you know, how can we achieve this?
Entos's technology uses DNA to trigger an immune response. It was originally developed to fight cancer, but the company pivoted and jumped in the ring to fight coronavirus. He says there is pressure to keep costs down, but the cost of a vaccine depends a lot on how it is made.
Does it need to be made in fermenters? Can it be, you know, filled and finished in a vial or a prefilled syringe? And are those manufacturing capacities available in the countries where you want to deploy the vaccine?
The cost of developing a vaccine, including basic research and clinical trials involving tens or hundreds of thousands of people, can be as little as $150 million. If the researchers are lucky and stumble quickly on something that works, it could go up to well past $1 billion, he says. That is just the cost. Out on the open market, vaccine pricing is opaque, a black box even, says Jason Schwartz, assistant professor of health policy at the Yale School of Public Health.
For decades, the vaccine divisions of drug companies were seen almost as charitable arms of their of those companies. Prices were low. There weren't a lot of profits to be had.
That changed in 2000 after a blockbuster pneumonia vaccine emerged on the scene and showed vaccines could make real money. Prices have risen ever since. Short says in part because vaccine makers have a lot of pricing power.
The Affordable Care Act requires insurance companies to cover recommended vaccines with no cost sharing passed along to patients.
Insurers have to cover government recommended vaccines. And a federal program that pays for 50% of kids in the U.S. to get properly vaccinated is also required to purchase recommended vaccines. The price of a coronavirus vaccine is really anyone's guess. Bruce Y. Lee is professor of health policy at CUNY.
We can't rule out the possibility that these vaccines will be, you know, very high price. Developers are being asked to develop this very quickly, so they may demand a very high return on it.
Janssen and AstraZeneca, who've together received $1.7 billion in government support, both said their potential coronavirus vaccines would be offered on a not-for-profit basis during the pandemic period. The government awarded another vaccine maker, Novavax, $1.6 billion in exchange for ownership of the first 100 million doses of any coronavirus vaccine it makes. That comes out to an investment of $16 per dose, but the government-owned vaccines would then be offered to the public for free. And it may well be that several vaccines are developed at different prices. Bruce Wiley.
What if you have a vaccine that comes out that's not perfect, but it does reduce your risk of getting the disease by a certain amount? Well, that's going to have a different value from a vaccine that's higher efficacy.
And just to make it more complicated, internationally, vaccine pricing is all over the place, says Schwartz.
You see a spectrum of prices. A vaccine that may cost $150 or $200 a dose in the United States might cost $3 or $4 a dose in the 50 or 60 lowest income countries in the world.
The world's poorest countries get discounts through a combination of donations from wealthier countries and agreements with vaccine makers to lock in purchases for several years. There's a similar effort underway to cover coronavirus vaccines. Epidemiologists say if the virus is allowed to survive anywhere, it is a threat everywhere. Price, they say, shouldn't be a barrier to fighting it. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.